I'm happy to be here. Anything to do with plant-based, and I love the title Plant-Based Curious, because a lot of people are and they're just not sure where to get the information. So we can dial it in and I can share what I know.
Welcome to the Plant-Based Curious podcast, a place to explore and discover the plant-based and vegan lifestyle. Each week, we'll talk about our own stories and real discoveries, alongside our experts and experienced guests, about changing behaviors, whole food living, nutrition, and the amazing facts and positive curiosities about veganism. We're here for you as a guide and a place to gather resources. But with the simple click of our subscribe button, you're allowing yourself a little time and good energy to listen, laugh, and indulge in the lifestyle you may love. Please welcome your host, a certified holistic coach and plant-based lifestyle believer, Diane Randall.
Welcome to the Plant-Based Curious podcast, where we explore the benefits of a plant-based lifestyle. In this episode, we are so excited to welcome Kathleen Gage, the founder of Vegan Visibility, an integrative marketing consulting firm dedicated to promoting healthy living, compassion for animals, and kindness to the planet. Kathleen is committed to ethical vegan, and her compassion for animals extends to a slew of rescues, including 3 horses, 2 dogs, and a cat, and 2 chickens. That's the loss. Her expertise in marketing and veganism makes her an invaluable resource for our listeners who are interested in exploring a plant-based vegan lifestyle. And I want you guys to tune in and listen and discover the countless benefit that Kathleen's going to share with us today. Kathleen, welcome. Welcome to
Thank you.
Plant-Based Thank you. Curious. I'm just so happy that you're here sharing with us today. Well, and I'm happy to be here. Anything to do with plant-based, and I love the title Plant-Based Curious, because a lot of people are and they're just not sure where to get the information. So we can dial it in and I can share what I know. I've been plant-based and I identify also as vegan for nearly 5 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's what I really wanted to do, was to create a safe space, a podcast, and a community for people that are curious. So many people want to start plant-based living, or they don't understand what is vegan. You know, they say I'm vegan or I'm going vegan and they have no idea of what they're talking about, which is one reason, Kathleen, I've reached out to you, because I know you are a ethical vegan. Basically, I want you to share your story. I think stories are so important, where people can really resonate as to how we started our journey plant-based and vegan. We didn't just wake up one morning and we were plant-based and vegan.
Right. So, right.
Yeah. Very few people go through that kind of a transition. I do know a few people who have been vegan all their life. Mark Huberman, who is the president of the National Health Association, he was born a vegan, has never consumed animal products. You don't find that often. But for me, mine had to do with inflammation. I was 64 at the time, and I was dealing with a lot of inflammation. I was a runner and I had slow recovery times, slow run times. I'm a very slow runner, but I just ached a lot and I didn't feel good. And so I started doing research and I came across Dr. Furman's book, Eat to Live. I read that, started watching documentaries, started reading all about plant-based eating more than I did about being a vegan. And from everything I read, I felt like if I gave it 7 days and gave up all animal and dairy, and I was quite a carnivore, I ate a lot of cheese. I was, like many people, addicted to cheese, because cheese is addictive. So I thought, I'll give it 7 days and see what happens. And by that point, I had given up on diets. I was about 40 pounds heavier than I am now. And I just, you know, I gave up on it because they never worked. I would lose the weight, gain more back. But I thought, if it can get rid of the inflammation, that's what I want. Well, not only in 2 days did the inflammation go away, it has not come back. I started noticing that I wasn't getting daily headaches like I had been. I was sleeping better. I was feeling better. And this was in 7 days. And I dropped about 5 or 6 pounds. And I thought, huh, let me try it for 7 more days. Had nothing to do with ethics around animals. It had nothing to do with the environment, which for most people, it is about us. Exactly. And that's how we start. That's how we start.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So awesome.
So it really was actually in about month 6. I was still eating a very high plant-based diet and as close to nature as possible. No SOS, which means no added salt, oil, or sugar. And that's processed. And after 6 months, I was in the grocery store and walking by the meat department to go to another department. And I literally stopped in my tracks. And I don't know what happened, but I had what I refer to as a spiritual awakening around the pain and suffering that animals go through. And I could hear the screams. I could hear the terror. And in that moment, I was like, I was crying and I was like, what's happening? You know, this is like a very strange experience in the grocery store. And what I realized was it was all those years of being a carnivore that had caught up with me. And I had enough clarity in that 6 months to realize that I could never consume animals again. And it was in that moment I identified as a vegan.
And that's what I say to people. You have to have a why, you know, your strong why. And it's not a surface why. It's a deep spiritual, a deep awareness of a connection with an animal. Because I'd say the same thing. I've been plant-based for 20 years, but I was not vegan. I did it for my health in the beginning as well. And like you, I saw a documentary of a sheep looking for its baby. And in that moment, I cried. I cried because guess what I saw? That sheep is just like me. That sheep loves its baby. It's looking for its baby. And Absolutely. That was the awareness that I had. And I never, and that's why people say, how do you know you'll never eat meat? Oh, I know I'll
just
never eat another animal in my life. I'll never do that.
And until you have that experience, and some people say, oh, you know, I'll never have that experience. I never dreamed I would have that kind of experience. And once you do, there's no going back. And it's kind of like somebody who has problems with drinking. I've been in recovery for 39 years. And I tried and tried and tried. All these things got into a lot of trouble in my 20s. And when I finally hit that place of, I can never take a drink again. I mean, I just knew it to my very core. Did it mean it was going to be easy? No, there are challenges as vegans we deal with. There are challenges in any kind of a situation where really carnivores are addicted to certain types of foods. And the food manufacturers assure that we will get addicted. You look at the number of advertisings we're exposed to, not only of food, but of medication. It's like, oh, take this pill to fix the problem, that truly a different diet oftentimes could fix that.
Well, I also feel, and if anyone's listening, once you take control of your food, as well as your health, you become an advocate for yourself. And I always say one thing leads to another. So if you're being mindful now, that means you're awake, you're conscious of what you're eating. Just because you don't know what to do, it doesn't mean that you're unconscious. Because if you're listening to this show, then that's a start.
Absolutely. All it takes is one little opening and it's a consideration. And one thing could lead to the next, to the next. And what I love about what happened during the pandemic with all the shutdowns, more and more people were exposed to the plant-based and vegan way of life. And there's no denying a lot of what goes on now. Before the shutdowns, a lot of people didn't really know what went on in factory farms, but you don't have to look too far to really get the truth. And, you know, the documentaries are really important. Dominion is a good one. What the Health, the Game Changers. It just depends on your reason for choosing to try a different way of life. And I have a very dear friend that he was willing to lose his feet and his sight over giving up milk and over giving up animal products. And I'm like, really? And with somebody like that, doesn't matter what argument you have for them, what proof you have for them, they're stuck in whatever they're stuck in, and God bless them. And I said, you know what? If that's what you want to do, God bless you. I really hope you don't suffer too much. And I mean, it's really crazy when you look at what people do to themselves, even when they're given the answer and they go, oh, that's too hard. And to me, it's harder to lose my feet due to diabetes, or it's harder to have a heart attack and have open heart surgery or have a stroke or whatever it may be. It's much easier to live on the straight and narrow and to know that I'm doing good for the animals.
It's much easier, but it's more of a consciousness, I feel, that we have to become aware. And becoming aware for anyone that's listening is just taking one step, something you hear today, and just trying it. So you talked about Dr. Furman's book, Kathleen, just getting that book and starting to read about what you can do. It's one step at a time. It's the small things that lead to the big.
Absolutely. I recently read a book called Eternal Treblinka, I think it is. And Treblinka was one of the concentration camps during the war. And the person who wrote it his family, most of them perished in the camps. And he said, there's a direct link for how we treat animals to how we treat people. And the slaughtering and the Holocaust of the animals is that leads us into the Holocaust of people. And you can look around the world and see it happening. So early on, if I would have read that book, I would not have been able to handle it. It was probably one of the most difficult books for me to read. And I read the whole thing. And wow. I actually reached out to some of the people that are now in their 90s who were featured in the book that were actually in different camps that had been set up for the extermination. And so when you look at it at the level of consciousness, you mentioned, you know, being more aware, you really are. And it's like you have more empathy for what other people go through, what animals go through. And I think in general, people who do give up or choose to let go of the desire and the need to eat any kind of animal products, I think we have more empathy on so many different levels, just more embracing and more accepting.
But it's about practicing, isn't it? And working that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one piece of meat at a time, one animal at a time, one meal at a time.
Absolutely.
One meal at a time, because just missing one meal could save some animal's life.
You're so correct, I am, with that, because it's like it doesn't have to be for the rest of your life. It's just like in recovery. They say, don't quit drinking for the rest of your life, just for today, just for that next drink. It's the same with just for that next chicken wing or that next steak and the cute little names that we give to animals that are on our plate. It's like, call them what they are and then go from there. But what really helps is to surround yourself with other people who live an ethical plant-based vegan lifestyle, to read the books, because I'm such an advocate of reading and watching the documentaries, following the blogs, podcast shows like yours. You know, what better than, oh, I'm plant curious. So it's like, let's go ahead and find out what they have to say and consider something. You don't have to necessarily adopt it right away, but at least consider it.
One small step or action, just a book, you know, just read, start by reading, start by just choosing one thing to do, because one thing leads to another.
Yeah. And let me ask you, what is your favorite book? What, out of all the books that you've read or the documentaries that you've seen, which have been your favorite?
Well, I would say, even though it was so hard for me, Dominion was the most mind-blowing documentary. When people say, my niece said one day, Auntie, I would like to become vegan. I said, watch this documentary called Dominion. And she came back and said, I just couldn't do it. But you know what I loved about Dominion? It wasn't filmed in the United States, because everybody that was in the movie probably would have gotten arrested. I love that they also included dogs to show that the animals we eat, it really depends on where you live around the world.
Absolutely.
And when you see that, it really kind of makes you stand up and go, oh, my God. You know, like I tell my friends, when I see a cow, when I see a pig, I can't eat it. I said, it's no different than you looking at your dog or your cat. And they go,
You're so spot on with that. And I think about my own dog. She had to go in for dental work the other day. And she's a rescue. $1 million dogs. They're all rescues. And she has a severe heart murmur. She has a enlarged heart. And, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to take care of them.
Yeah.
And so we had to get the ultrasound before we decided to do the dental work. And it was kind of sixes on that. And I looked at how much I invested in her health. And she was very upset with me for leaving her at the vet's office to have that dental work. Now she's forgiven me. But we have to have her on heart medication. We have to feed her a special diet. And for people who really want to go to the next level of feeding your dogs vegan dog food, that actually has been proven to be healthy for dogs. People say no dogs.
Oh, okay.
Actually, my dear friend Linda Middlesworth is the co-founder of VDog, and they were rated the highest rated vegan dog food. And I've talked to people who have put their dogs on VDog, and they say, it's amazing. My dog lost weight, needed to. My dog has more energy. So for me, it's like I look at the investments I make in my pets, and it's like, why would I not give up meat? Why would I not? Because I love animals so much. And, you know, so I think that when people say, well, what can I really do? Each person does count. Every action does count. It's like the outworn story about the starfish. You throw the starfish into the ocean and the old man says to the kid, well, it doesn't make that much difference. And the kid goes, well, to that one starfish, it does. It's like to that one cow, to that one sheep who would not even be in existence had they not been forced into existence. That's another thing people don't look at. It's like these animals didn't ask to be born. They don't ask for the pain and suffering, and they don't ask to be slaughtered. And we call it humane killing. Well, let's call what it is what it is. They are being slaughtered.
They are being slaughtered. You are exactly correct. But I think there's so much, so many smoke screens around marketing. And that's another thing that makes it so hard, you know, for people to really, if people knew about factory farms, even how their food meats are being processed, they would not eat meat.
No, they would not.
They would not eat it. So there's a massive effort to keep things secret.
Well, you know what it is, Diane?
Down.
It's called money.
Oh, yeah,
money.
Yeah, definitely.
Profits are people. Yeah.
My intention is hopefully this is another platform for people to do their own research, to explore, to really understand what is behind the food that you eat.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm asking people to do is look at the ingredients, read, do your research to really understand what you are really eating.
I love
that. And how it's processed.
Absolutely. Have you read the book by Dr. Will Tuttle, The World Peace Diet?
Yes. And I saw Dr. Tuttle a few years ago. He came and did a talk at this vegan group I used to belong to.
Okay.
I used to belong to a vegan meetup and all these authors would come to Chicago. And I really enjoyed him. He is, I mean, there's so many awesome, awesome people. So if people are listening and they're interested in buying a book or just starting something tomorrow, Kathleen, what advice would you give them?
Thank you for asking that. The first thing I always advise to people is to look at why you are even considering doing this. If it's for health reasons, I definitely would recommend Eat to Live by Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Phenomenal book. Dr. Greger's works, How Not to Die and How Not to Diet, also very, very good. So on the health side of things, those are two that I recommend. Also, Dr. Esselstyn, who's all about heart disease. And then there's Dr. McDougall, who's about diabetes. So you can really drill down to have specific answers. But as far as like the ethics around it, the documentary Dominion is definitely one to watch. What the Health kind of covers a lot.
What the Health covers a lot. Yes,
but I would recommend starting with Eat to Live because that'll give you kind of a perspective of what you're putting in your body is not good for you in most cases.
Yes.
And another one is Salt, Sugar, Fat by Michael DeMoss.
I have that. I read that.
I better be able to pick your chin off the ground when you're right. Because I, honest to goodness, I was going, oh my gosh, we have been lied to by the food manufacturers, by the advertisers, by the big pharma. I mean, it's just, it blows your mind. And then people go, oh, that's conspiracy theory. It's like, no, it's actually been very, very strategically set in place. And we have to step out. And now what I love is there's a lot of plant-based doctors that are stepping forward and they're saying, okay, I want to work with my patients on the level of really healing them, not just putting them over things.
Yes.
So, and that's where organizations like the National Health Association comes in. They've got every luminary you can think of as a member.
Mm. Oh, wow.
There's a lot available for people today compared to, let's say, 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. 20 years ago, it was tough. But that's why I tell people, don't believe me. Don't listen to me. Take what you want from this podcast. Do your research. Just really understand and explore what it means.
Absolutely.
To be plant-based.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have a year to go before I'm going to be 70 and I look at my health.
Oh,
people. Yeah. And it's like, I'm going, well, how did that happen? Well,
you look good. I know.
And a lot of it has to do with the way that I do eat and my awareness around what I put in my body. Here's a simple tip for people. I'm sure a lot of your listeners and viewers are believing the power of prayer. I pray over my food. I actually pray and I thank God for the food that's going to nourish my body to do the work I'm here to do. When I am working with clients before I send them a contract, I have a business associate who's out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we actually will pray on the contract to say, God, please guide us and make sure that we are clear on the path that we're taking here and that we're going to serve at the highest level. So I do believe prayer is a powerful tool. And if you can pray over your meal and you see that your meal is just beautiful, beautiful colors of the rainbow, you're going to nourish your body at a much deeper level and your spirit.
Yeah, but I know people pray over their meals.
My mother-in-law, we recently lost my mother-in-law. It was a big
sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And there were times that I'd say, okay, Nettie, okay, prayed enough. Come on, let's eat.
But it's always say it's becoming more aware, more intentional.
Absolutely.
More intentional means you're paying attention. I know we've been trained and conditioned to do things fast and not pay attention. But what I'm advocating is that you guys just pay attention. That is a big step right there.
Absolutely.
To what you're eating if you start paying attention. Kathleen, what is one thing you could say to someone who's still, they're curious, but I don't know if this is something I really want? What do you think would get them off the fence? Just one last word.
One thing is just give it a shot for 7 days. Just try it for 7 days and really, you know, get the book Eat to Live, read it, and then give it 100% for 7 days and you will be amazed. However, if you do have certain conditions that you're taking medication for, let your doctor know and find a plant-based doctor. Because if, let's say you're type 2 diabetes and you have to take a certain amount of insulin, you can reverse diabetes. There are plenty of people who have done it. There's doctors who talk about it, experts, but you want to make sure that your doctor knows what you're doing, because if they have to reduce your medication, that's really important for them to be partnered with you.
And one thing I want to say about that is, because over the years, I had run into that a couple of times, is when I tell a doctor that I was plant-based, then they tell me how I need to drink milk, I need to eat yogurt, you know, I need to eat meat for my protein. So it's hearing that, but also knowing that I'm going to learn about another source,
right?
Another non-animal source, because I can tell you that the doctor will say you can't do that.
A lot of them will. And what I love about how the awareness is rising is there are now doctors who, they have directories. I think it's Vegan Doctor or plant-based doctor. You can go there and put in your zip code and you can find doctors and physician assistants in your area who they will support you being on a plant-based diet.
Well, that is so good. So what's the last thing you'd like to leave us with, Kathleen?
You know, what I'd really like to leave people with is really embrace today and be present in today, because, you know, we all hear that one day it's all going to be over. And it is. I recently lost my mother-in-law, who I was very, very close to. I've known her for 33 years. And so it's been a huge loss. And yet I have no regrets in the way that we completed our relationship, because she lived on our property. So every day I was able to spend time with her, give her those hugs. But I think more than anything, live consciously and live in an awareness. You do make a difference. No matter how insignificant you might feel, do something to serve others. And when you serve others, you feel significant.
That is so beautiful. And I want to thank you for being here today and talking to the listeners and sharing your story about being plant-based, and also telling everyone that they could get Dr. Furman's books, and that will be in the show notes of this episode, as well as Kathleen's information about her vegan visibility business and other links that she may want us to share with us. So,
thank you so much.
Thank you
for inviting me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, I was excited. I was excited. I really am. I love, love, love. This is like my favorite. I'm going to go out talking about plant-based.
You know, it's like once you seriously get the bug, you just can't. Because like in my business now, I actually only work with vegan-based businesses. And I went through a period where I thought I was going to be a nutritionist. So I got my certification through the T. Cornell University. And I realized my WYSIWYG, my sweet spot is marketing. And why not work with vegan businesses who want to have more of an impact? And so I partnered with my associate in Atlanta, Georgia. We make a great partnership. And
that's so awesome.
That's the businesses that we choose to work with. And I had people warning me saying, oh, no, there's not a big enough market. These were non-vegans and very well-established business owners. I've had my business 30 years. And
wow,
working now in the vegan market, the first year was a little, you know, that's interesting. This year probably will be my best year in 30 years in business.
Wow. That is just
space.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Plant-Based Curious podcast. We really hope you've enjoyed our discoveries, experiences, and resources about the plant-based vegan lifestyle. Remember to click that subscribe button so you can join in on our future conversations. Until next time, allow yourself a little time and good energy.